your price tool so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 44 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your Thanksgiving Day with us. Up next, we have a holiday movie preview, as we always do on Thanksgiving, coming at you from Bob Mondello. News headlines at 3:30. Before we get to 4 o'clock, many voters think the federal government should be focusing on lowering prices. A lot of people in Wisconsin certainly do, and of course we're concerned about them because they are what we like to think of as a battleground state. A lot of Wisconsinites say they are concerned about the state of the economy. We'll get a full report coming up on KPR.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. There is a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. Saturday is when things could get a little not so great. Rain in the morning, a 90% chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. In the Lawrence and Topeka areas, little or no accumulation is expected. If you are closer to the Nebraska border, you could pick up an inch, hard to say. Highs on Saturday in the lower 40s, temperatures falling throughout the day to the mid-30s by the afternoon.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station. Zay Martinez and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
News from NPR is coming up next. It's 3:30. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the upper 30s. There'll be rain in the morning on Saturday. By the afternoon, we have a 90% chance of rain and snow. Little or no accumulation expected the further south you go. Not really expecting much of anything for Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia. Highs on Saturday in the lower 40s, temperatures falling into the mid-30s in the afternoon. Slight chance of rain and snow Saturday evening with a low around 20. It's going to stay cold for the next several days. Be aware. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Topeka, 52 in Manhattan, and the time is 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Latin Jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge when we hear from Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR news and a service of the University of Kansas. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we continue with our Here to Help series, Thanksgiving edition this time around. We're going to talk about acts of volunteerism and how important they are to communities all across the nation, from building homes to filling pantries to reenacting medieval history. We'll talk about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. The low in the upper 30s. Expect some wintry precipitation over the weekend. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this is All Things dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
The Federal Reserve is voting on interest rates in a few weeks. We speak with one of the few economists who gets a say. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
Here's include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
45 degrees in Lawrence, 51 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Many other frequencies, too. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. I'm with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, we'll talk about the cost of holiday shopping. Sorry to bring everybody down. Get you an update of news headlines from NPR at 4:30. Then we are going to talk more about Afghan immigration. We're going to learn how the alleged shooter in the District of Columbia was vetted He applied for asylum during the Biden administration. He was admitted, given asylum under the Trump administration. So what questions did he have to answer? And how exactly was he vetted? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One stations, Classics Live featuring music for violin and piano. Violinist Tomoko Iguchi, pianist Karen Savage, music of Ravel and Bartok and Brahms. You'll hear it at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stick around for Prairie Journal.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 420.
This is NPR News.
The Federal Reserve is getting ready to vote on interest rates in a few weeks. We hear from the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. He's among the few with a say on interest rates, and we ask him where he thinks the economy is headed.
On the labor market side, I see still pretty steady. Our problem is bigger when it comes to inflation.
That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you'll be hearing with A. Martinez and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
News from NPR is coming up next. It is 45 degrees in Topeka. It is 51 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night, lows in the upper 30s. We could see some snow on Saturday. Little to no accumulation in the Lawrence, Topeka area. The closer you are to Nebraska, the more likely you are to pick up an inch or so. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs lead the Dallas Cowboys 14-10. It's 51 degrees in Abilene. It is 40 in Atchison and 50 in Chanute. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the exotic sounds of Ima Sumac from her classic album Voice of the Ixtabe, plus one incredibly strange record from the 1950s. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in this evening. This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Streaming always at kansaspublicradio.org. During All Things Considered, we simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. In our next 30 minutes, news headlines, then more details on the investigation into the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. The suspect had worked with the CIA in Afghanistan, came to the U.S. under the Biden administration was granted asylum very recently by the Trump administration. All the details still to come.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm
Say. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We'll get you an update of news headlines in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Halftime at the Chiefs game, the Cowboys are leading 17-14. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Our word of the week is turkey, as in the bird. Talk about the history of the turkey. We will revisit our wild card segment. Get your review of the new season of Stranger Things. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live at 7 o'clock. Music tonight for violin and piano. Maurice Ravel, Bela Bartok, Brahms, the versatile Tomoko Iguchi, and Karen Savage. Coming up on your KPR One stations following All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Prairie Journal. Mostly clear skies this evening, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s tonight, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. A 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the upper 30s. A mixed bag of precipitation on Saturday with a 90% chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Stick around. We have news from NPR coming right up. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. It is 47 degrees in Manhattan. It is 41 in Topeka. It's 5:30.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight, mostly clear skies, becoming partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. A mixed bag of precipitation on Saturday, a 90% chance of rain and snow in the afternoon, with little or no accumulation expected in the Lawrence and Topeka areas the further north you go. Closer you are to the Nebraska border, the more likely you are to pick up an inch or so. Highs in the lower 40s, temperatures plummeting in the afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. Checking in with the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs trail the Dallas Cowboys in the second half, 17-14. It is 5:35.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly showcase of Kansas music. On the show this week, our live guest is country singer Savannah Chestnut.
Keep your roots deep in the ground, keep on reaching for the sky.
We'll hear tracks recorded live at Lawrence's Northside Social and some interview with Savannah Chestnut on 105 Live this week, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up, our Here to Help series continues. This is the Thanksgiving edition, focusing on volunteerism. Talk about the cost of living with financial columnist Michelle Singletary, focusing in on holiday shopping, which can be pretty stressful. Adds quite a bit of financial strain to your life. Continue with our Unsung Heroes series, and of course we'll start things off with an update of news headlines.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening. Partly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. The low in the upper 30s. A mixed bag of precipitation on Saturday. The 90% chance of rain and snow. It's 41 degrees in Topeka, 46 in Emporia, 34 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From Bayer, Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
The Federal Reserve is voting on interest rates in a few weeks. We speak with one of the few economists who gets a say. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
That's something called positive people.